You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.
And we are back. We are back with Master Noel, Sir Mark, and Slave Wayne, who is our special sitting down at the table. My typing.
How does it feel sitting at the table for, I think, above?
It's very unnerving, Master.
Is it?
Well, at least it's a bit warmer.
I'm not used to being able to see things from this angle.
It's usually kneecaps down.
Yes, down. He gets
a
better view.
I usually get the crotch shots.
That's true. So, Sir Mark, you were actually asking the slave something.
Well, yeah. You know, you've been, you know, part of our group now. And, like, just this weekend, I mean, we've done quite a bit. You've done a lot of stuff. And, I mean, last night we had, you know, two great friends. I mean, we stayed up, the two of you, with our special friend, with boy Alex and stuff, stayed up very late. He must be tired too, you know, talking and stuff. You know, last night, I really like how you, because some of you who've met Slave Wayne, he's very in the shadow most of the time, quiet and, you know, doesn't talk much unless spoken to and allowed to speak and so forth. But when he gets the chance to open up and talk, it's really nice to see the light, I have to say, that comes out, you know, and a transformation with him. So I just want you to...
I'm so zoned. I don't think I heard a thing that you've said for the last 2 minutes.
I know you're tired, honey. It's okay.
Well, no. I just got... Go ahead. So what are we talking about?
So basically, I'm just talking about, you know, so, you know, last night you and the Tartlet twins actually, that they're going to be dropping that.
What?
The Tartlet twins.
I wasn't aware of that.
Because, yeah, it doesn't.
Elizabeth and, wait, Catherine. Should we be saying their names? Yeah, I guess it's all right.
Beth.
Beth. Yeah, and Catherine. Yeah.
And Catherine. Yeah. Anyway, you had a great conversation with them. So just go ahead. Speak.
Because we're too tired to do this anymore.
Oh, yes.
So, okay, let me help you with this because you really did put him on the spot. We were sitting last evening after the comedy show. It was Boy Neil's birthday. We all, bunch of us, whole shitload of us went out for dinner and in the show. And we came back, and there's a couple friends of ours. They're super, super nice people.
Two great ladies.
They're beautiful. And they are, I call them leather folk because to me they are. And so they're very, very interested in about a boy. And they ask so many awesome questions. I love the questions that they ask. And it makes me think. And I learn a little bit each time I speak to them as well. I mm-hmm. truly do. And I did it from the fact, you know, they say, you know, may we ask your slave some questions? I'm like, yeah. And, you know, it's like Slave Wayne, you answer honestly and be honest with them. You know, don't tell them what they expected to hear. So that's how that conversation kind of started. So what kind of things did you end up speaking to them about? That's you. Wow. He's like Mike's eye. You're never that shy with your mouth when other pointy things are pointing at it.
He needs a few quick drinks.
So how about they asked you about the chastity device? Yes, that was it. That got that back on you last night again. Tell us what about the chastity device.
Well, this is something that we've been trying to, Master has been trying to find a chastity device that fits me. We tried one of the CB line of devices, the Curve, which is the largest model they have, and it turns out it was not large enough, so.
Aww. Crying tears.
Oh, wow.
Bitch.
So we talked about chastity. We also spoke about 45% less cars. What else did we talk about? They asked about anal sex. They were interested in that because, I mean, from a female point of view, too, you know what I mean? They kind of...
Well, no, actually, what we were talking about was a lot of gay men or supposedly bottom people don't seem to know the basic one-on-one on douching.
Oh, yeah, that's
on
true.
On prepping and getting themselves ready.
That's going to be one of those little classes that the boys will be taken to.
You know, and it happened to me. I had this really hot boy who, I mean, gorgeous, nice cock, great ass, and we're in the middle of, you know, and I'm sorry, but I'm just, that is one thing that I'm sorry, if I smell feces, that's it, party's over. Class closed, done, finished.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're supposed bottom, and that's what you're into, well, you know what comes out of there, something's got to be out of there before something goes in.
Okay, you know what? I have to come to the boy's defense because I didn't, when I was your pup, and we were going through our relationship, I didn't know how to do that either.
Yes, but...
And I was petrified to even think of asking anybody about it.
And that's why, that was one of the conversations we were having last night. And those are things that us as sirs or elders or caregivers or, how would you say?
What's that?
Educators.
Yes,
promoters.
Yes, yeah.
We need to educate our bottoms.
Right.
how long to, and what to do to be ready for that situation. And again, and tell them that it's okay that this might happen. And if you do this too much, well,
this will happen.
Yeah, you'll still have some water left inside.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to be embarrassed of. It's okay. But somebody, and we need to, as the dominant person of that, needs to take the time to educate them and educate ourselves that, you know, it might happen and so forth.
You know, the other thing, too, you're cleaning inside, you need to still kind of clean outside too. Like, you know, give yourself a good rinse off after the fact. Or
well,
if you need to drop your ass in the bathtub. Do you know what I'm saying?
Shower soap is a friend.
Yes, that's very true. Wow, we just got on a whole douching lesson, didn't we? That was bizarre.
Well, and Slave Wayne got off easily, didn't say a word.
Well,
wait a minute.
That's what he does.
Now, what is your point of view on that, Slave Wayne?
Well, I found that I had a major difficulty understanding what Master meant when he first said, make sure you clean your hole. I had no idea that he meant inside.
And you see, and I should have been a little bit more, I guess, educating.
Yes.
You know?
And that's the thing we seem to forget. We're ready to go to the action. But we forget to get ready to get to the action.
I think part of the problem, too, is you get, when you've been in the scene for a while, you get comfortable with using the jargon and the euphemisms, but you forget that for someone who's new, you need to spell it out explicitly what you mean by clean your hole.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, and it's got to be well done. It's got to be done frequently. It's got to be done to this way. And no, you don't need to spend a fortune. You can actually just go and get a woman's, you know, douching, what do you call those?
Douches.
A douche bulb?
Yeah, but they're called, you know, the...
Disposable?
Disposable douche. You know, and just get rid of the vinegar and water solution. Rinse your bottle very good. Put a little lube on it and put some lukewarm water, not cold, because you'll get stomach cramp.
Loki, I'm taking notes. He's in the chat room.
Not hot, because you'll damage the inside. You know, sometime if you forgot, and you can just go to Shoppers or even the dollar store and get those little disposable ones. They're $4.95. You get two in a box.
Okay.
Throw the stuff off, rinse, and use it.
You're getting me really horny.
Slave Wayne.
Let's move on to other topics other than me doing things to the boys.
No, this is not you doing things to the boys. The boys are doing this on their own.
Well, it usually leads to me doing something to them
after they do this. But those are things that, you know, people actually do need to take care of.
I truly agree with you on that.
So that was one of the conversations that we
You know what? I love when, like I said, I love when they, because they do ask interesting conversations. And they had also asked about intercourse. Because you hadn't really had a lot of experience with that previous to our meeting, I guess, Slave Wayne. And isn't there a podcast for this? Yes, there is, Joseph. Anyways, what was I just saying? Oh, sorry. Yeah, and so basically what's going on is, what the hell was I saying? Oh my God, I'm so fucking, oh, and we talked about how you weren't real comfortable with anal sex at first, and how I had you, you know, use the dildo and keep it for an hour a day. You hated me for that.
No, that wasn't it the butt plug?
The butt plug.
Yeah, that's not a dildo.
Well, whatever. It's pointing. It goes up there.
Yeah, well, there's a difference.
All right, so it's a butt plug. And how you didn't, I didn't really, you didn't like me for that. I know you didn't. But the thing was, it helps you get to where you are now, yes?
Well, yes. I mean, it was a pain, a little bit closer. It was a pain in the ass. Literally.
Right.
And but it's something that I dreaded each day, having to go home and spend more than an hour getting myself ready. First of all, cleaning myself out and then putting this butt plug in for an hour. And then after the small one, we graduated to a medium-sized one. However, after, I don't know, a couple of months of that master, it made all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And it changed something that for me was quite unpleasant before into something that I'm really enjoying now.
Yeah. So that's great. And I mean, that's kind of working together. And
great. You converted another big dick into a bottom. Thanks a lot.
I am just that good.
Fuck.
I am just that good.
Oh, Lord. Our job is done.
Yep. Oh, shit. Okay, let's go back. I want to do a couple other topics here.
Anyway, while you look on that, let's just promote our bar night at Envy Lounge this Saturday.
Yes, this
in
Saturday.
In St. Catharines between 10:30 and 2 a.m. We usually set up some play equipment in the area. We are extremely lucky that Envy Bar and Lounge opens the door to us. We have a great group of pansexual people and gay people and some straight people come down, get dressed up. Come down in your fetish. If anybody from Toronto that's in the chat room is interested in coming down, actually this Saturday I will be in Toronto. We will have a special Boot Black guest.
Shane will be down.
If anybody needs a lift down, I can give you a lift.
They'll have to find their own way home, though. Make sure they're aware of that.
And if we know you well, if you're nice enough, maybe we'll find you a corner somewhere in our bed or on the couch or in the corner of the house to crash.
Or the cage.
Yeah. We got a puppy cage. We got a great playroom. But it will be great this Saturday at Envy Lounge between 10:30 and 2 a.m. It's fun. We do demos and there's some play equipment and it's a great environment. It's quite fun.
Yes. And the reason that we do our event is for
the anti-bullying.
That's correct.
And we raise money for that. And I just want to say a quick little word. Poor Lady Gaga. She's in the hospital right now, resting. I saw her. I was lucky to see her a week ago Saturday. And she had to cancel her concert on the Sunday. She has damaged her hips and God knows from all those falls and stuff. But we're actually
going... Where are the freaking shoes she tries to wear?
That, and she falls a lot. But anyway, we're going to be part of her foundation for against anti-bullying. So part of the money we raise goes towards that. And she helps in every city that she goes. She donates $5,000 to a group home, so it's a great thing. So we're going to go on a short break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all superstars.